Welcome to Practical Life Tips Season 2 with me, Willie. Welcome back to Instagram Week on Practical Life Tips. This week we are talking all about those little hidden tips and tricks for Instagram stories to really make the most out of your stories and to kind of make them come alive. Today's tip I'm really excited about because I feel like this is a question I get asked all the time, or I see people just struggling with this, and that is fitting images into your Instagram stories that aren't necessarily in the right ratio, meaning they don't fit naturally. And Instagram has made some improvements on this recently, where you can pinch and take an image and scale it down to fit so you can see the whole image. But there are still a lot of times where images won't fit completely, and so part of the image ends up being hidden or off screen, and you lose out on whatever vibe you're going for. So there's two options to make sure you don't lose any parts of your image when you're doing this, or to really kind of up how your images are displayed. The first thing you can do is go into your Photos app, pick whichever photo it is that you wanna use, resize it how you want it to look exactly on the screen, and then take a screenshot. Make sure before you take a screenshot that you tap on the screen so that there's just that your image and black background, not any of the buttons or editing stuff on screen. And if you're using an iPhone, generally it's the power button and the volume up key. Different Android phones have different ways to screenshot, but essentially the same thing. And then once you take that screenshot, you can bring that screenshot directly into Instagram stories. It will fit perfectly on screen and you will not lose any of your image. That's the first way if all you want to do is make sure an image fits. The second option is to use an app to create a special template to show up on screen, where you might have special area for text or maybe two or three photos on the screen at the same time. And that app is called Unfold, UNFOLD. You can find that in the Apple App Store. I'm not sure if it's on Android. Someone please call in or comment and let me know. Unfold is a super cool app. And just as a heads up, I am not being paid for this. This is not an advertisement. This is just an app that I found super useful. Once you have Unfold, you open it up, you can choose a template. That might be two pictures. It might be one picture in text. It might be three pictures. There's a lot of options. And once you pick that template, you put the photos in, you export that template as a single image, and then you can bring that image into Instagram, into your stories, and everything will display perfectly on screen because that's what the app is made for. Personally, I don't use Unfold that much because for me, I generally like the image to take up the whole screen. So I will open it up in the camera app, or in the Photos app rather, screenshot it and bring it in that way. You can also use that screenshot trick on videos if you want just a single frame from a video. Turn your phone sideways so the video takes up the entire screen, screenshot the frame you want, and then bring that image into Instagram stories. A lot to unpack here, but this is just a really simple hack that makes it really easy to get things into Instagram stories without having to lose parts of the image that might be crucial or important to you, or give it the feel that you're going for. And again, if you want some examples of this, check out my feed. You can follow me on Instagram at morewillie, morewillie. I will be in Des Moines, Iowa all week, so you probably get some stories of cornfields and the like from out there. So check me out on there. You can see some examples of these. Hit me up, send me your examples, tag me in them. I love to see what you guys are doing, or if you have any other interesting ways to utilize Instagram stories that maybe I don't know about. And that wraps up episode 3. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another practical life tip. Definitely use that call-in feature on Anchor. Let me know what you think of season 2 so far, what you want to see, if there's certain themes you want to hear about. If you have your own tips, definitely share them with me. We'll probably start doing a call-in show every week, and I am very out of breath right now. So we're going to call that a day, guys. Keep on loving life, stay uncomfortable, and we will see you back here tomorrow for another practical life tip.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.